You're tuned in to RBLR, the home of Tampa Bay's Rebeller Sports.
4 seconds left.
Everybody, and welcome back to RBR Lightning. As always, my name is Joe Prince. Alongside me, it's Joe Zanicaro. Matt Gannon cannot be with us today, but he will be back with us soon. Guys, the hockey season may be over, but the rumor mill is firing on all cylinders right now. We're going to have some fun today with this offseason episode. But first and foremost, Joe, how you doing today?
Doing pretty good. I was afraid I wouldn't be able to do this one because the rains were coming down so hard. My internet kept flaking out and getting little power surges, but glad that's been alleviated to the point that we can get the podcast going and talk some Lightning hockey.
Thunder and lightning always rolling all year long. It doesn't matter what time it is in Florida. Well, let's have some fun, shall we, Joe, since the offseason has just got underway and there's obviously not much going on when it comes to contract signings. Everybody's going to take a little bit of time off, unless you're Nikita Kucherov, and get ready for next season. And Joe, if you haven't heard, the big rumor right now that's floating around is that Connor McDavid could be traded from the Edmonton Oilers, and the Lightning have ended up as one of the teams that people are floating around. Now, listen, these are very light, early-stage rumors. They really don't mean anything at this point, but we thought we'd have some fun and kind of explore the option of if Connor McDavid was traded to the Lightning, what would that trade look like? How would that work? Who's going back the other way? Do we even want this trade to happen? Of course, we'd love to hear what you guys have to think. If you're joining with us live, first of all, thank you so much for tuning in. Drop your comments down below. Let us know who you are looking at. If you would trade for Connor McDavid, who are you giving up? Do you want Connor McDavid? All that fun stuff. We'd love to hear what you guys have to say. Joe, let's start with this, though. What is your reaction when you hear Connor McDavid rumors to the Lightning?
Let me first start by saying that I went to the draft in 2016 when he was actually drafted, only because it was held in Sunrise. Me and a couple of buddies had never been to an NHL draft before, but it is neat getting to see him, you know, the first overall pick. Obviously, it was Connor McDavid, and, you know, you can definitely have arguments as to who the best hockey player of all time is, and he's in that conversation, whether you think he's the best or not, which is something in and of itself. To think that the Lightning would even be considering, that's pretty exciting to get a guy who is, you know, probably the best in the game right now.
I am absolutely on board with saying that he is the best hockey player in the NHL right now. I think it's, you know, I know he hasn't won anything, and that's one of the big reasons why these rumors are even coming up right now, because he struggled with Edmonton, but he is such a talented player. What he can do on the ice, bar none to anyone else.
And let me say that I have taken a little bit of pleasure in him struggling to win a cup in Edmonton. I've kind of taken the stance that I like the fact that Stamkos took like a home team discount, and so did several other players, to be able to get the depth that we had on the Lightning to win the cups that we did. And I mean, at what, $12.5 million that his salary is, that is McDavid, he went for money, and you know, he got paid pretty well, and because of that, I kind of wanted to see him not succeed. You know, call it petty if you will, but there's something about it, you know, that I just always I just didn't want him to win in Edmonton. But the thought that maybe he would take a little bit of a little bit of a haircut in order to go to a team that could be an instant cup contender, and you know, he'd be willing to make that team instantly better, it's an exciting proposition for anyone that could get him. And you know, at that point, if he takes a little bit of a pay cut, I would root for him to get his first cut and start to really solidify himself in a conversation as to who the best of all time is.
Well, let's talk about that situation for Connor McDavid. He has 1 year left on his current deal. He's making $12.5 million. He's not the highest paid player in the NHL. I would have to think if he went to free agency at some point, he could easily become the highest paid player in the NHL. Right now, by the way, that is Austin Matthews, the Toronto Maple Leafs. So 1 year deal, 1 year left. He would be a UFA at the end of next season. And that's kind of also where the trade rumors come into play, is that there's 1 year left. And if the Oilers were potentially going to lose him and he does want out, maybe you do want to trade him to a team that can get a rental. So you can get, you know, a couple of pieces back for him. Now, if we were to move over to free agency next year down the road, I think that makes it a whole different conversation, Joe, because I don't think the Lightning would be contenders in that situation, because I think he would just want a lot more money. I couldn't see him taking a massive, massive pay cut. And while the cap is jumping up quite a bit over the next 2 years, it's going to be really tough to fit a guy with that big of a payroll on your roster, especially if the Lightning are constructed right now.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Just pulling up their contracts, Austin Matthews signed last year to a $13.25 million contract, where McDavid signed in the 18-19 season. So I think at the time that was the biggest contract, maybe even of all time, because it was for 8 years. And rough math puts it like at a... Is that $100 million? That's $100 million, isn't it? I'm getting my calculator going.
I'm not supposed to do math in sports. It's not how this is.
You're not. I mean, we're hockey players. What do we know about math? Yeah, it's $100 million. Which I think maybe, you know, maybe someone can correct me in the comments, like the highest paid contract of all time in the NHL. So yeah, I mean, if he did take a, I mean, he's already been paid, you know, like if it took like a shorter contract, sure, with a less dollar amount in order to make sure that he was squeezed onto a team that could work. But as a rental, and like even in the comments, we can pull that up to have that conversation. Yes. If you could fit him, are you kidding me? Yeah, of course you get him in. Like, one of the greatest players of all time. You think we're not going to be a contender with him on the team? You give up whatever you can that makes sense in order to get him fitting. And yeah, I think you take him as a rental, even if you give up some assets.
I think if you were to trade for McDavid and you gave up, because you're going to have to give up some big pieces, I think that opens up enough to where you can talk about the conversation of extending him. So I think if they trade for McDavid, he's not a one-year rental. I think they would – listen, you trade for a generational talent like that, I think you're trying to extend him. And again, I don't know what that conversation looks like. I don't know how much he's going to be asking for. Does he take that pay cut to try and build some kind of dynasty down here in Florida? I don't know. But I would have to imagine you'd work the cap space best you can to give yourself at least a chance to try and extend him. Because paying a high price, a very high price for a guy like Connor McDavid, only having him for 1 year, especially if you don't end up winning that Stanley Cup with him, would be a really big gut punch and could set you back a little bit. So I'd have to say, yeah, if you trade for him, you're going for a long term.
Yeah, you'd hope that Corey Perry didn't rub off on him too much, where he'd get that every year going to the Stanley Cup finals and losing it sort of luck. But you'd also have to think he's been with the same team since he was drafted, and you know, so it's an 8-year contract, and he played for 2 years, 3 years before that. So he's been pretty loyal to one club, and going from being on just one club to starting to get passed around, you know, the instability with it. At the end of the day, you would think that he would want to. He's either going to have one target club in mind that he's always wanted to play for, and I don't know if that's the case with him. I don't know, you know, if he's ever said that, and I doubt that he would, having been with Edmonton for so long. But maybe there is a market that he'd want to be long term in, and you know, be willing to settle down there. But I don't see him being a journeyman, and you know, maybe Tampa's that sort of a place, because he could probably walk around Tampa a lot more easily than he could, say, if he was in, you know, well, hell, Edmonton or Toronto or one of the other, right, you know, major markets. Yeah, you can't go incognito if you're, you know, Connor McDavid.
It's actually funny. I remember a conversation with one of my friends who met Shane McClanahan, and he was talking to him and saying one thing McClanahan said was like, it's so nice. I can come walk around Tampa and nobody really knows me. I can just go do what I need to do. As you said, Joe, you can't do that anywhere else, just because even though we are diehard fans and I'm a great fan.
Hey, Eureka, your mic just went live. Eureka, we got your feed.
He really wanted to chime in there for a second.
That was it.
Quick comment here from Daniel again. I think the next contract is $14 to $15 million. Don't see that fitting. I would agree with you. Yes. If it was that high, it'd be really tough. But again, if you move some pieces and the projected cap is supposed to go up $10 million next year, and then I think about $12 million the year after. So there's a lot more room to work with. And, you know, as much as people want to say it's an advantage, even though it's not, it is a thing. You know, this no state tax, maybe that contract goes down a little bit even from the 14-15 range. So there is a possibility. I do think it could work. It would be really tough at, you know, anything 14 or 15 or definitely higher. But I do think there is a chance, depending on what that contract is. If it's like, let's say 12 to 13, I think you could make that work on the Lightning, especially with the cap jump. Without the cap jump, forget it. The Lightning right now, next year, are predicted to have $31 million in cap space. There's a couple of players that are coming off the books, like Ryan McDonough and Oliver Bjorkstrand. So those guys are going to have to be resigned. But that's a can down the road that we just don't know how that's going to play out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that you end up seeing McDavid if he's UFA in Tampa. Someone that maybe for a trade, possibly, but then, you know, he's going to be 29, it looks like, at the end of his contract. So he's got one more big contract long-term that he pretty much can sign with the team if he doesn't go for like a bit of a bridge. So obviously a lot of question marks, but there's also so many other names that are in play for this offseason. One thing I do want to touch on just for a second, it would be, I don't know if funny is the right word, but if McDavid did come here and Isaac Howard ended up not signing, like, talk about shooting yourself in the foot when you could have been playing possibly with one of the best players of all time.
Well, no, Isaac Howard would argue that he made the right move then, because he's really not playing anywhere high up on the roster if McDavid is here, because he wants that's the star power, clearly.
Yeah, I mean, how wouldn't you want to learn from like two best offensive players outside, you know, without putting Austin Matthews in the conversation in the league?
Absolutely. But Isaac Howard, for whatever reason, doesn't even want to learn with Nikita Kucherov. So I don't know what he's thinking. But you're right, though. It would be pretty funny. Let's talk about what a trade could possibly look like. Let's go with this and say, all right, he wants to go somewhere else. He does like Tampa as a destination. The question is, what would that potential trade look like? Because even if it is a one-year rental situation and that could knock down the price, I think you're going to have to pay a lot for a guy like Connor McDavid. Joe, do you have anything in mind of what this potential trade would look like or who you're willing to give up?
So, I mean, there's been talks as to who, like what sort of player would you give up in order to make the room? And just to start the conversation, not because I feel one way or the other, but you know, somebody poised to me, would you trade Braden Point in order to make the space to get Connor McDavid on the team?
That's where my first thought is. If you're gonna do a deal like for Connor McDavid, Point would have to be in that conversation. I don't know if I love that. We can get that a little bit later, but I do think he's a big. I've heard Braden Point, I've heard Hagel, I've heard Cirelli as some of the forwards that they would look at. I think Hagel might make the most sense.
I tell you right now, Hagel makes the least sense.
I think from Edmonton's perspective, let me rephrase that. I think for Edmonton's perspective, I think they would want a guy like Brandon Hagel. Younger, you know, big-time piece, who can get better and better. He's been really good for the Lightning. I hate that from the Lightning's perspective. I do. I'd rather give up Point than Hagel, honestly, but from Edmonton's perspective, I think they would rather Hagel.
Yeah, I mean, that's entirely possible. You got to figure out, you know, that's a big person that they're going to have to replace at any rate. But when you look at, you know, just looking at contracts, the contract hit for Braden Point is $9.5 million, and he signed until the 29-30 season. Jeez, getting old to be able to say that, you know, numbers that high. That I don't think I've ever said that before. The, you know, 2029 and 2030 season, that just doesn't even sound right. And then Hagel, though, is only 6.5. So for what we're paying Hagel and what he's delivering, I don't know that the Lightning can afford to get rid of such an effective player for that price point.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And again, I, as a Lightning fan, I do not want to give up Brandon Hagel at all. I think he's the future captain of this team. And I'll die on that hill. I really do think he could be somewhere in that, you know, once Hedman is gone from the team down the road. But, and, you know, so let's go with Braden Point as just that forward, because you got to have a forward to replace Connor McDavid for them to Oilers. I think Cirelli could be a big part of this conversation too in a trade deal, because he's a two-way forward. And let's be honest, the big thing that Edmonton needs help with is defense. Now, they really need is goaltending, but obviously the Lightning do not have any goaltenders they can give them. You're not going to trade Andrei Vasilevskiy for Connor McDavid. I think that would just be silly. So is there a defenseman that you could maybe give up? A lot of people have floated the idea of Chernak. I would be okay with that as a Lightning fan. I don't know how much that helps out Edmonton, though. I think it maybe be more like a Ryan McDonough.
Yeah, I mean, possibly. I don't think that you get McDonough being willing to waive his no trade again a second time to be sent to Edmonton. And I don't think you do him dirty like that either. I don't think that's a really good look. And yeah. I'd say absolutely not. You do not trade Vasi for McDavid, because we've already seen firsthand that while McDavid's an incredible player, he's one guy on the ice that gets, let's even say, you know, a high number of 30 minutes a game, which he's not doing 30 minutes a game, but that half the game. So that means that he's 1/10 of the skaters on the ice at any given time. That's, you can only be so effective with that much ice time. And they didn't have good goaltending in Edmonton, which we, you know, ain't good enough goaltending in Edmonton, which we saw this last cup run. And I mean, just goes to show, if you don't have a good goaltender, you're not going to do it, even if you've got McDavid on your team. So trading Vasilevskiy, you know, we're just going to be essentially in a similar boat, I think, to what happened with Edmonton.
I 100% agree. And listen, that would be more a one-for-one deal. If you're going to ask for that, that's a one-for-one swap, McDavid for Vasilevskiy. Yeah. And I'm not doing it. I don't, even if you're adding a first-round pick in towards our side, I'm not giving up Vasilevskiy. I'm right there with you, Joe. But, you know, that is something I think
it's one place where we have absolute stability, which is great.
Yes. Even with, you know, the backup goaltender situation, not having a lot of prospects, we know we've got Vasilevskiy for many, many more years. So that's set. But I do think a defenseman goes. So, I mean, you know, let's just for hypothetical purposes here, let's go with Point, Cirelli, Chernak, and, you know, maybe throw in a prospect or two. Heck, maybe Isaac Howard could be a part of that deal. And a first round pick or two. I think that's kind of the package you're looking at for a Connor McDavid. You agree with me on that one, Joe?
Jesus, that's steep for a rental.
It's a lot. Yes, it's. But I again, if I think if you're giving up all that, I think you're extending McDavid. I don't think you're trading all that to keep him as a 1-year rental. I think it's
different
situation if it's a 1-year.
I was gonna say the way that would have to work is a deal already in place.
Yes.
You know, to be executed after the trade. That makes things really complex. I mean, we've seen JBB work some pretty complex deals. But also, you know, realistically, he doesn't usually go for superstar power in terms of trades. Yet we had the Gensel signing, but that was a UFA. He doesn't really do blockbuster trades in terms of, you know, major pieces moving. So putting something together like that, I don't know if that, I'm not sure if that's going to do it.
Matt is really disappointed that he is missing out on the Connor McDavid speculation right now for this show. Matt, let us know in the comments that you're hanging out with us. Let us know what would you do. We'll throw your stuff on there on what you would go for.
Unless it's a bad take, then, you know, we'll just we'll leave you on mute.
Yeah, then we won't put it up. All right, let's do this. Let's go with a trade speculation on, assuming Connor McDavid would be extended, and then we'll do one if it's a 1-year rental. Because you're right, that price for a 1-year rental is way too high. But starting with assuming that the Lightning could extend him with the up cap space and those pieces gone, Joe, are you giving up a guy like Point, Cirelli, Chernak, and Howard, and maybe a pick? And again, a lot of this can change. There's a little room in there, but are you giving up that much for Connor McDavid? Because for me personally, I don't think I am. As good of a player as Connor McDavid is, I think it hurts way more for the Lightning to give up that many pieces that have helped them build such a good team. I'd much rather see them go after, you know, guys like JJ Paterka, which has been in the rumor mill recently, another defenseman, or, you know, maybe a bottom winger to help out and solidify that offensive power. I'd much rather see them do that than give up all those pieces for one guy.
I have to think about it a little bit. And think about the dynamic of the team, because that's a lot of pieces. It's a lot of shoes to fill, and we have seen a number of guys from the AHL come in and fill some spots. Gonsalves being one of them that you know potentially I guess could fill like a Sorelli style role. He's not really ready for that yet, but I mean he could at least get regular on the roster. Obviously, Point is a straight up. Like one for one. If those guys were to go as well, that would free up enough space, I think, too, to do some additional signings. Because when you think about, you just have to hope that there's not like salary retained. I don't know. It's really tough. To think about that.
Really tough. Well, let's see what Matt says here. He said, "I'd give up anything not named Vasi or Cooch for McDavid with an extension attached. Literally any price that doesn't include those two guys."
Yeah. So one thing that was, if we think that we're a cup contender right now, I don't know that this team is going to be a cup contender in 2 years. To be honest, it's really hard to keep up that level of skill without having some really good people in the system coming up to fill shoes. I just don't know if in 2 years that we'll have that. Something that was really fun in the 2008 or so was that we had Marty and Vinny that were, even though the team was garbage and missing the playoffs, they were competing for scoring races. And there's still fans in the stands. Every seat was filled and jerseys were being sold. I think at least from the aspect of it being entertaining for the fans, having Connor McDavid here would be a good thing, and would give something for the fans to always watch. I mean, how many games, I know every time that he was in town and I would try going to a game just to watch him skate, because it's ridiculous to see what he can do. And having that sort of star power on the Bolts, even if we're not as competitive of a team, and don't get me wrong, I want us to win cups more than any other statistic, it at least makes it a lot more palpable if we have someone like that to be able to watch. Because, Cooch is fun as well, but he's not as nearly as flashy.
It's, the hard part I have is that when I look at the cap space and what it can do in the next couple of years, because it does look like it's going to take a jump, we're finally getting all that new TV deal money kicking in after all that getting stuck with COVID. And I just think that with the core locked up as long as it is, the next biggest piece that's going to go up would be Nikita Kucherov in 2027. He's got 2 years remaining heading into next year. I think you can use that money wisely and really build a solid bottom six and bolster this roster up again to make a cup run next year and the year after that. Then when you get into year three with Kucherov's contract up, it gets a little more dicey and things change. But I just think the money can be used better. I don't know how much a Connor McDavid makes this team better, considering the fact of how many pieces you have to give up in order to get a guy like that. That's my concern.
Dan actually has a great comment here that I'm seeing. We'd have to retain. So if Edmonton GM, he says no to that full package, that's more than $20 million in return and for a salary hit, we'd have to retain. It's more about filling pieces for them in order to for them to justify giving up Connor McDavid for that additional year. Right. And remember, they're right off of a cup run too, so they might be trying to, I mean, obviously the rumor mill is swirling, but maybe they're trying to retool enough to make another push next year.
to be honest, if I'm the Edmonton GM, I'm not training Connor McDavid. I'm doing everything I can to get a new goaltender and improve the defense to help him get a cup in Edmonton, no matter what happens in unrestricted free agency. That's what I'm doing if I'm the Edmonton GM. I think it'd be crazy to get rid of him, but that's what the rumor mill is floating around with. But I'm going for a goaltender if I'm Edmonton. I'm not moving him. Now, you know, again, that goes to the conversation. Is Connor McDavid already on his way out and wants to go somewhere else in free agency? And you're thinking, okay, worst case scenario, we need to move him now so we can get something for him instead of losing him to a team that can just sign him in the offseason. But I really do think that they're better off not moving Connor McDavid. And also, some of these rumors, too, I've heard a couple of teams like the Rangers. Some people are saying the Panthers. Could you imagine the Florida Panthers going off three straight Stanley Cup final runs, winning two of them just like the Lightning did, and then getting a guy like Connor McDavid? How ridiculous that would turn this league upside down. Oh, boy, man, there are some. If Connor McDavid gets moved, the NHL will explode with people just freaking out.
Oh, yeah, and then you'll never hear the end of the, tax haven BS talk. Matt's got a comment here that makes it a little bit more intriguing. Having Darnell Nurse with his bad contract, honestly, I mean, I know a lot of people hate on Nurse, but I don't think he's that bad compared to, like, his contract's pretty hefty, but let me pull up what it is. But it's not like he's someone that's not serviceable. I think he would probably be doing better than he's 8 years, nine and a half. I didn't realize he was being paid over $9 million, and it's for, oh geez, for 1, 2, 3, 4 more years. Ooh,
that's a lot.
Ooh. I thought it was eight, and I thought it was 8 and 3. Maybe I was getting him confused with someone else. I mean, we are going to possibly need a defenseman, but that's a lot to swallow. Wow.
There's so many moving pieces to this part. It's such a tough deal to make work perfectly for both sides. I don't know. One thing I do know.
Matt just said he makes more than Cole Makar. That is insane. Or Kale, I said Cole. Kale, yeah. That's nuts. That's absolutely nuts.
Another comment.
He's got an awesome agent.
If he's traded, McDavid has decided that he wants to leave, and it is strong aiming where he wants to go, like St. Louis to the Rangers, like Marchand to Florida. I don't think Edmonton gets a massive haul. Well, that that is partially true. If he is telling Edmonton, listen, I'm leaving after next year, and that gets out, then it gets a lot more difficult for Edmonton to make that trade. But I don't know if that's the conversation. Because, listen, Connor McDavid could go to the Edmonton GM and say, listen, I'm probably going to leave next year in free agency. If you want to trade me to these teams, I'll approve it. But if that doesn't get leaked, then those teams don't know that, if that makes sense. So there's – if it gets leaked, yes, like the Isaac Howard situation at the Lightning right now. Everybody knows that Isaac Howard is likely leaving, so that hurts his trade value. But if you don't know that, it's a little
bit – I mean, and that was a little bit of different scenarios, because those trades were made closer to the trade deadline. And at that point, I mean, the Lightning did make the playoffs. The St. Louis thing was, you know, we've talked about it enough. But, I mean, that was near the trade deadline. Same thing with Marchand, where Boston wasn't going to make it. So that was the ability to deal a player before the season's over while you still have a little bit of leverage versus an entire season. So it's somewhat similar, but I think that, you know, the trade value really starts to go down when it's closer to the deadline and you're just asking for anything back because you know you're not going to make that run. If they get to the trade that deadline, you know, they're probably going to be in the playoffs again. So I think they have a little bit more leverage now, where you get a full season out of McDavid versus just as a, you know, end of season rental.
Here's one thing I do know. If the Lightning make a trade like this and have to move a lot of these pieces, there's going to be a lot of unhappy fans who just bought jerseys for their team players that they love on this team and are stuck in that tough spot that we always see when big players get moved. Dude. And that's unfortunate, but you know, we're one place you can always go to get some awesome Lightning merchandise. that doesn't have any players' names on it, it's shop.rblrsports.com. And you can use code BOLTS to get 10% off your order. It's always a good time to stock up. And it's not just Lightning gear we got over there for you guys. It's all Tampa Bay team-inspired merch. Rays, Bucks, Rowdies, Sun, Lightning, you name it, we've got it. Links, as always, are in the description below, so be sure to go check that out. Welcome everybody into joining us here live. Don't forget, if you missed this episode live, you can follow us on social media at RBR Sports, at RBR Lightning, so you know when we do go live, and you can join the conversation with us. Let us know down in the comments below, whether you're watching here with us live right now or later in those YouTube comments. Let us know, what are you looking for Connor McDavid? Do you like this idea that we're going to trade him? What are you willing to give up? All of that fun stuff that we've been talking about here. We'd love to hear what you guys have to say and join the conversation with us here. Let's bring up this other comment here from Matt. Matt, I'm so glad you're hanging out with us here, even though you're not able to do it with us live. Imagine what you could get for his rights for, like, after next season, still unsigned before July 1st, and he said he's leaving. Edmonton could absolutely get a first-round pick for his negotiation rights. I do think that's true, because, listen, it's Connor McDavid. If it was any other player, it's a little bit of a different situation, but because it's Connor McDavid, no matter what the situation is, even if he said he's leaving no matter what, you can definitely still get something for him.
Yeah, you know, potentially, but that's also a risky. Yeah, you could always get something for them. I don't think that they wait that long, you know, if they're going to do something with them. Something I did want to touch on real quick. Did you see? There are a couple of other trade rumors. Actually, there's one in the comments. But then what happened was it Carolina? I think.
But I do not see anything with Carolina. There have been a couple of trade rumors floating around for the Lightning for a while now, even going back to like last year. As mentioned earlier, J.J. Paterka was one of them, which is the one that Dan brought up in the comments. And he said, listen, what else he said? Rumors, J.J. Paterka rumors are picking up, and they even want to be interested in a top 14 man, 81 for J.J. Yeah, that's a deal I would probably do. You need somebody to end up replacing Chernak, and it sounds like Perbix is definitely going to free agency. So I'm not sure where you would go from there cap space-wise if you could sign anybody in the offseason, but I don't hate that trade.
So I think I didn't confirm it, but I think Zegras went to the Canes.
Yes, I did hear about that. Trevor Zegras did get traded from the Ducks, and I do believe it was to the Canes. I don't know what the return was.
He went to the Flyers. Okay, Flyers. I apologize. Yes. He went to the Flyers, and it looks like
for draft.
Yeah, it looks like it was for they sent Coder Gauthier to Anaheim. That's a different one, I suppose.
What I'm seeing
for a pick, I guess.
Pulling and draft picks. I'm trying to find the official trade here. Yes, Ryan Poling, a second-round pick, number 45, in the 2025 draft, a fourth-round pick in the 2026 draft. So two picks and a player. I love that deal for Philadelphia, to be honest with you. They get a young, big-time forward that the fans can get excited about, and a team that's very young right now and, you know, still into that rebuilding early stage of the phase. And, I don't know much about Poling and what they gave up with him, but I like that deal for Philadelphia.
Yeah. I think it'll be fun. Like, he's one of those guys that are fun to watch, right? I mean, I don't think he's that great. And, you know, he's not as well-rounded, but he brings excitement to the game, which is always a great thing, right?
No question. Anytime you can have a guy like that who's – I know some people don't love him for his antics, but
yeah,
you know, it's fun at the end of the day.
I just wanted to double-check to make sure I was right, and that is that Tortorella was relieved as the head coach, because how freaking funny would it have been to see Tortorella coaching Zegras and he tries to do his Michigan or some other – goofy crap
worlds clashing right there.
Oh, that would have been amazing.
That would have been very entertaining. I don't know how that would have gone down. It would have been interesting for sure. But
or even if he's just coaching a divisional rival and he gets to see him do stuff like that, he'd still be hilarious in the pressers.
Absolutely. Coming here from Daniel Zegras, and McGovern will be trying Michigan all night long. Philly's going to be, they go from being known as the Broad Street Bullies to the team that trades all these fancy fun plays that make
ballerinas other- instead of bullies.
Yeah, pretty much. Philly's a team to keep an eye on, though. We'll see what they are able to do over the next couple of years. But one thing I do know, Joe, is it definitely feels like the Lightning are going to make some kind of trade, whether that's for Connor McDavid making a crazy, ridiculous move, or whether it's for a top six forward to really solidify the rest of the roster, or a defenseman, or whatever it may be, a bottom six defenseman. It feels like the Lightning are heavily involved in trade rumors, and I would not be surprised whatsoever for them to make a trade. And I'm not talking like moving Isaac Howard because they need to do something to get something in return. I think they're going to make a move at some point.
How about this for a potential redemption arc? You know, there's a certain player that's currently with the Kings that I guess is not going to be re-signed and will go UFA.
Are you talking about
someone that maybe could add a little bit of grit to the team as a fourth liner?
I'm blanking on his name right now, and it's driving. Are you talking about Tanner Janelle?
Yeah. How great would that redemption arc be if they they got him back on the team for like nothing, like league minimum? I would take him league minimum. I mean, you already spent assets to try him out once, and he kind of got almost a unfair shake out of it, and we cut our losses. But for a league minimum, especially if you could get that as a two-way league minimum, I would love to have him back on the team, get some more grit.
Yeah, I guess for league minimum it doesn't really hurt, right? I just don't know if he's the player that they need. But again, league minimum, why not? I love taking league minimum shots. That's why I was interested in Taze, which, by the way, he did go, where did he go? He signed for $2 million with somebody. I can't remember off the top of my head right
now. God, yeah, he did. And there's like that crazy structured deal too.
I need to go look. By the way, we talked about this in last week's episode. If we would consider Jonathan Taze, and I said for a cheap deal, yes, not for the price that he went at. I think that's too
Jets.
Much. Why did not do that?
The Jets got him.
The Jets. That's right. That's right. The Jets got him. But I think they paid a decent price for him, and I'm glad the Lightning didn't go after that much, because it was rumored that the Lightning were heavily considering going after him, and maybe they did. They just couldn't get him with how much he wanted, because I think the contract was too high for the Lightning, especially with them only having $3 million in cap space right now.
Yeah, so I mean that would have been interesting, but I mean that's too big. I think that's too big of a gamble for the Lightning. You know, they. I don't know that they would have been interested in that for, you know, that sort of a price.
Yeah,
we'll see what they do. I like the prospect of having Janot on the team more than Taze, to be completely honest. And
Matt's with you. Matt says I would take Janot and you $1 million.
Yeah,
that's not bad though.
I mean, no. I mean, how much is Gergensen's contract over?
I just have a bad taste in my mouth from Janot after that trade and how. Unluckily, you know, how it did not work out for the Lightning would be quite the redemption arc, that's for sure.
Yeah, so there's one more year on, I guess I should look at everybody. There's one more year on Gergensen's contract. I'm trying to see if anyone you could basically replace. I don't want to dig through every single. Yeah, I don't want to dig through everyone's contract, but I mean, I think that would be a good solid piece to have depth. And just we don't have anyone on the team that, you know, outside of, I mean, Chernak's not really a fighter. He's just kind of hard-nosed to strike some fear into other teams.
Sign Tanner Janot from McDavid.
I mean, I was going to say, if you get McDavid, you definitely would want to have Janot on the team just to make sure no one takes advantage of him.
That's true. Hey, go after McDavid and then go get Tanner Janot as a, you know, a cheap guy to help protect him. I'm a guy like that. That's definitely a good point. That I like that situation a lot better.
Take it all day long.
It's going to be a lot of fun as we get down closer and closer to the actual offseason. We'll see if these rumors actually turn into anything. It's all just fun and games right now. It's really tough to say what the Lightning are going to do. It's going to be fun, though. All these rumors are heating up. We're getting closer and closer to the full offseason. Make sure you follow us on social media at RBR Sports, at RBR Lightning. We'll be covering everything related to the Lightning offseason, even if it's just for fun. Wait, hang on. Quick comment here. Beverly chimed in. I want to get her in here as well. Lillibert and Chafee, geeky good fighters, too. Yeah, that's absolutely true. Those guys are tough. Tanner Janot just has that way with him, though, because he was so involved with those big fights and those like one hit KOs. So it feels a little bit different than those guys, but yes, they are big fighters.
Yeah. Respectfully, I don't think anyone fears those guys. Chafee's. Geno carries weight with them.
Look at that one fight he had against the Buffalo Sabres, where he literally was a one hit KO. I mean, you know, that's the guy you definitely fear. But whether or not it's just silly fun rumors or what the Lightning are going to be actually doing and when those trades happen, we will be here to break it all down for you guys. So don't forget, like and subscribe, share this video with a friend. It really helps us out. We really do appreciate it. But that's going to do it for us in this episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and joining the conversation. And with that said, we'll see you in the next one. Go Bolts!
Thank you for tuning into this presentation by RBLR Sports. On your way out of the stadium, please remember to like and subscribe.